Going to take a quick moment here now and have a little chat with Lieutenant Stephanie Norman from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol, and it's Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo. So with that, you know, we want everybody to have a good time today, but we want to make sure that you've designated a driver or made other plans on how to get home tonight after you've celebrated Cinco de Mayo. So make sure that you're planning ahead. Make sure that maybe you got a designated driver, or maybe you're just drinking margaritas at home or whatever you choose to drink.
Or just have tacos.
Exactly. So just make sure you're planning ahead for those types of festivities today.
And it's raining still.
Yes, so it's raining. So what do we tell you? If you've got your headlights on, or your wipers on, turn your headlights on.
Wipers on, headlights on.
Yes, it's a requirement. And in inclement weather, you should have your headlights on anyway. And it's gray outside, so you should have your headlights on anyway. So if you're operating your motor vehicle, you should probably have your headlights on today.
Just have your headlights on. Like, we talked about this last week with Chief Shaner, too. Like, we're just... headlights on, headlights on, we should make a song.
There you go. Yeah, it's the best way and the cheapest way that you can be a defensive driver is just make sure that you've got those on. This way people can see you. They can't say, oh, I didn't see you when I pulled out from the stop sign. You can go, no, you should have absolutely seen
My lights were on.
Right. So make sure that you've got that. And then we also want to remind folks, tick tock, tick tock. It is almost time for you to be getting your plates renewed if you've held off because of the extension. And a reminder, if you didn't pay for 2020 plates and you're going to renew your 2021 plates, you're going to have to pay for both.
So you still got to pay for it. Just because they extended it, you don't get it free.
Right. It wasn't a free option. It was just simply, you know, times were a little tough during the pandemic, but most likely, you were still driving your vehicle and utilizing Ohio's roadways during that time frame. So when you pay, you're going to pay double. So plan ahead, put some money to the side. If you've gotten your tax return back, your stimulus check, whatever you need to do to put the money aside, but make sure that your plates are renewed, because come July 1st, it's going to be a free-for-all, everybody heading over to the BMV to get their plates renewed. Again, you can do it online. You can even pay up to 5 years for renewals. So if you want to say, I don't feel like standing in line the next couple of years, you can pay ahead if you like. You can even do that.
And that's just for your tags, though, because unfortunately, I found I got to go to the BMV today because I need my license. It now expires tomorrow.
Yeah, and a lot of folks wonder, why do they have to keep going back, you know, to get their driver's licenses renewed? Part of it is it's an opportunity for the BMV to update your information. So whether it's an address change, maybe we've put on a few pounds.
We don't tell them that.
Maybe you can update that. But they also, it allows for them to have an updated photo of you. And we utilize that in law enforcement if there's some type of traffic crash or some type of serious injury, and we've got to make sure that you are who you say you are. You know, it helps us in the identification process. So little things which seem silly on why you have to do certain things, but there really is a purpose for it.
So make sure you get that planned out. And if you just need tags, it's so easy to do it online, like so easy.
Very easy.
I wish I could do it online this year.
Yeah. And then once you do that, even though you might not have the stickers delivered to you, you know, on that expiration date, it's still in the computer system. So we would have that information to know that you've done it online. So
don't panic. I've ordered them on my birthday before. So
the purpose of it is just to make sure that all your information is updated. And, you know, again, making sure that if we, you know, you leave your car, we know where to find you. Or if somebody steals your car, we know who to contact. Those types of things. So, you know, simple things that you can do, simple things that you're required to do. So might as well just do them.
And, you know, we mentioned the rain. Don't forget to watch for flooded roads. Turn around, don't drown.
Right.
Because we got more rain coming.
Right. And I'd be particularly focused on driveway entrances. A lot of times there's extra water coming off those driveways, which can cause extra water on the roadway, which in turn can make you hydroplane. So make sure that you're paying attention to that, and do not hit your brakes. Don't slam on your brakes, because that will also afford you the opportunity of an experience of hydroplaning. So
not a fun time.
No. So make sure that you're slowing your speed down. You know, when it's rainy weather, your roadways are slicker. You know, the tar and the oils from the roadway, those then float to the top with the water and make it a little more slippery. So just slow down.
Slow down. Pay attention.
Right.
So some friendly reminders with Lieutenant Norman today. Any other friendly reminders?
Again, just, you know, make sure that you're paying attention for impaired drivers. If you see somebody that's driving recklessly or something along those lines, contact your local law enforcement, whether it's sheriff's office, police department, highway patrol, whatever you need to do to make sure that we get those impaired drivers off the roadway.
Don't let them, you know, hurt themselves or someone else if you they're all over left or right and...
Right. You just never know. You know, you think, some people think, well, you know, it's not my job. It's not my responsibility. What do I care? You know, I don't know that person. Well, you don't know who they may hit. You may end up knowing that person that they've hit in a car crash. So everybody should do their part to try to keep Ohio safe.
Staying safe. That is the key. Make good decisions.
That's all that matters. Make good decisions. Think things through, you know. Consequences.
There are consequences to your actions. So, all right. I think we've about covered all of the friendly reminders.
Seatbelts, too.
Oh, yes.
I'm always going to tell you seatbelts. Seatbelts. Unfortunately, every fatal that we've had so far this year, the severity would have been diminished. We would have had a lot of folks still living had they had their seatbelts on. So, real important to make sure that everyone's wearing their seatbelts.
That's why you have the ding-ding that tells you it ain't on.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant Norman.